On order, those present, Senator Gilman, second reading. First order of business is Senate Bill 738.
There's a messy disturbance actually.
Does everybody understand where Perseverance Trail is?
Where does it say Perseverance Trail?
738 is the one that we're working on.
Oh.
738. That's a.
I wonder why.
Trail is most likely.
Oh, yeah.
Senator, I just have one question. Why is it?
Stimson put his name on it? It was either that or I sue him for tearing up the trail.
You want a motion?
Yes.
Move it, be tabled.
Come on in, Ed. Come on in.
Move it, put it out.
Well, you better come in.
You're sitting up here.
Sounds like too much laughter going on here.
Right over there, Ed.
Just $400,000.
Right there. No. Right over there, Ed.
Now stop that.
That's your name on there, Dankler. See what it says?
Just trade it.
It says nothing. Okay, how many do pass?
This is not the Aliasing one.
This is Perseverance Trail. Next order of business is the Girdwood Aliasing pathway.
Senator Dankler said he'd take care of 738 after finance.
That's true.
You want to sign that?
Do you hear a motion on it?
Individual.
I would make a motion if we move out, what's the bill number?
728.
728, individual recommendation.
How many do pass?
Do you know what it is? I don't even know what it is.
You told me. Don't you tell me.
Back with our recommendation.
Individual recommendations. Somebody put a do pass on there, they just asked me. I just don't.
Girdwood Aliasing pathway, I know where that is, shit. They really need that because they have more deaths, kids being run over and everything.
Oh, is that the one where the kids run?
Oh. Four, I think.
Oh, four.
You want to change that? You want to change your vote, Derek, Senator?
Do you get your blood pressure taken?
No, I'm going after you, but I told him I'm afraid to. I think it's high.
I'm going to sit next to Gilman. You got any money to buy flowers?
I am afraid to go do it, I think it's too high.
I was afraid too, though, when he told me that was excellent.
Mine is 88.
Next is Senate Joint Resolution 66, Coast Guard user fees.
Which is really high.
Who's that?
Governor's. It's not surgery. Yeah, I'd be concerned.
102 of what?
No, that's the over bottom. That's the bottom.
That's what I mean, what's the top?
It don't matter.
490.
I don't.
What bill are we on now?
User fees. SJR 66. Senator Eliasing, did you want to make a comment?
Mr. Chairman, the resolution is sort of explanatory. I just appeared to answer any question you might have.
Explain.
We have a rough estimate of what it's going to cost. Different.
What is it?
Okay, they don't want to pay rent on the boats.
That's not that.
They don't want to pay for running out search and rescue.
Like if Senator Ray, his boat must be a 45 footer. It's going to cost him $400 a year just for user fees, I'll even leave it there.
I know, it's a mythical boat.
Yeah, there's a.
John, we don't have boats in there.
Mr. Chairman, if you're interested in numbers, we've got some real approximate, some conservative numbers.
Anything you'd like to state for the record?
Yeah, does this include trains?
No, it includes all those boats in Prince William Sound that are going out to Montague Island.
What? I don't know about
Latouche. Latouche, right, Latouche. There's about, my in-house expert says there's about 52,000 boats in Alaska. And about a third of them here at Southeastern. Matter of fact, there's 2,400 in Juneau, at least. But we're talking about revenues, which are going to amount to about $25 million a year out of Alaska.
Okay.
That's Coast recreational and fishing vessels, okay. Right?
Coast Guard's going to charge them so much, and it's not fair.
I guess the point really is that resolution doesn't really oppose user fees. It's just they're not equitable as we see it. We're looking at, as an example, a handful boat out, maybe Angoon or Una. You're going to have to pay $1,350 for user fee, which is totally out of proportion with the need.
What's the, what boat would you benefit out of this?
What
if they change this rule? What was your personal interest in?
My personal interest is that,
what you said, you cross it?
No.
I just wondered.
Don't you have a conflict?
Well, it cost me $1,350 a year, if that's what you want to know.
$1,350, that's his interest.
It's funny to me.
First of all, it would also cost...
I declare mine, but the fishermen go through here with these bills, and they never declare their own...
You're right.
...conflict.
On loans...
And they never say a word. That, boy, if this passes, I'll make some money, but they make the rest of us do it.
What page?
66.
Mayor motion.
I don't mean that.
Did you get your...
No.
Just say fishermen do that, right?
Mayor motion.
About 52,000 people we're talking about.
You get your blood pressure taken?
Yeah, I have a motion.
What is it?
Question.
It's, hi.
Senator, in your correspondence with the chairman, you have made a reference over here to another whereas clause.
Just the under.
Due to an oversized draft. One whereas clause, which is not the resolution, but which ought to be added.
Would
you speak up, Mr. Gilbert, so we can hear it over the tumult?
You're
discussing blood pressure, matter of life and death.
Do you want it?
Senator Gilbert's question is, what are the question? Is that I was going to recommend that maybe committee says to be drawn, drafted with this year language, which was left out somewhere in the process. And that's on the second page of that letter to the chairman.
In the opinion of the chair, we will take the matter up at the next meeting, which will probably be Thursday, if you'll provide us with a copy of it. Where?
The copy on the second page. The letter I wrote you last week.
What letter?
Right here. February 10th.
What letter was that?
It's in your folder.
You told me to read this.
Look at your folder.
This guy.
That was in the original draft, but when they put it in finished form, they dropped it out.
Okay. Do I hear a motion from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we insert the whereas clause as provided by the sponsor of the bill. I'm not sure which one would be the most appropriate.
Which one?
Where it would be the most appropriate, but in a scheme of things.
I can tell you where I'd like to put it.
I know, but there are ladies present.
Probably be between line 4 and 5 on page 2.
That's good enough.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to recommend.
Then I would move that we insert on page 4 and 5, the whereas clause has been provided by the sponsor.
Committee substitute? Okay. Is there any objection to that? Do I have a motion?
Individual. Move it up.
How many do you pass? As amended. How many no rec?
They're transferring from taxes to user fees throughout the administration.
And the fishermen want to get out of paying.
We don't exactly say that.
I know, it's in our order. It's in our order. I voted for it. Don't grab me now.
With a letter of intent showing that the sponsor of the bill has a special interest.
I think your blood pressure, I think, yeah.
$1,350.
He has 1,350 reasons why he wants to build it. We have two proposed bills, joint resolutions, from the Transportation Committee relating to request for right-of-way corridor from Cantwell to Devil's Island, or Devil's Canyon Dam site to Alaska River. It comes out of Watt's office. The information in Watt's.
By the Transportation Committee?
Has to be by the Transportation.
Okay.
And then there's relating to request for right-of-way corridors for the Alaska Railroad. And I think there's one other one that should go in here. A general consensus of from the Canadian border.
You can amend it to committee once you get it.
Yeah, it's in.
It should be introduced, but it should be.
This is another one that outlines Beluga Coal Fields, Yukon River, Ambler Mining District, Canadian border from Iowson, tidewater across access at Valdez from existing railway.
What are you doing with it?
We're going to put them in. Transportation Committee.
Now, is this laying out all the right-of-ways?
No, just where you have some of them.
Here's some of the others where we found the Beluga Coal Fields, the Yukon River, Ambler Mining Area, Canadian border, tight line from Valdez, existing railway permit. These are some that we know.
Railroad down the Yukon?
Whereas we asked them to do.
We asked them to.
No, a railroad from the Yukon to cross.
Oh, good.
In the way of.
Be resolved to request Secretary of Interior to create right-of-ways for construction extensions to Alaska Railroad through the land of the United States, the state of Alaska, above along routes located so they can meet the grade and line.
$5 billion.
Best available foundation avoid.
Put into the Brooks.
Adult situations.
They tell me.
Serve local communities, reflect an awareness of environmentally sensitive areas, 300 feet wide, and minimize construction costs.
I got no problem. Watt says that's.
We got to further define, but the administration will then define those.
We didn't lose any out.
Well, we got one that has come.
We can add more.
Borders.
One thing I really like.
We can add more.
You, unlike the finance chairman, asked the committee if you could put in the resolutions.
I always do.
I know, it's good practice.
It is. You want to get it deep.
I always do that.
You get a chippy resolution.
I always did it too.
Yes, you get a chippy resolution, you both ask, but when it comes to a bill, you act after you want.
Yeah, I think it went up just about 10 points.
Necessity of fairness when it comes.
You know what you're doing? You're creating a problem that it's in your own body right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going up in your stomach.
You should just say that.
Late word. Every Tuesday at 1:30, and I don't know when to say.
You changed the deal.
Mine goes about 11 o'clock every night.
Your blood pressure goes up?
Mine's only on Friday nights.
Mine's twice.
Mine's on my birthday, 4th of July, and Christmas.
Mine's sometime in the spring and approximately in the fall.
Sun goes up about 11, I think it's blood pressure.
Yeah.
Sorry you weren't here, Mike.